Are you thinking about moving? Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. Friends recently hired cheap movers for their huge home. The men were completely incompetent, even dropping a washing machine down a set of stairs. My advice? Get in-person or virtual quotes from several companies. Dismiss those who offer quotes over the phone. A small deposit is normal, but reputable companies will complete the job before requesting full payment. The Better Business Bureau gets thousands of complaints and negative reviews about moving companies. So don't let price alone drive your decision. Some movers give an estimate, then show up on moving day and tell you the cost will be thousands more. Others take a large deposit and then disappear. Get a company's license number. See if the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration has any complaints on them. Check with moving.com for a list of registered movers. Consumer Affairs posts common moving scams. Do your research so you don't fall victim. The CEO of International Van Lines believes that COVID caused manufacturing to slow and gas prices to jump. That impacted the cost of packing supplies and trucking. The president of American Van Lines says the shortage of drivers impacts the cost as well. It's most noticeable in California, Oregon, Washington, and New York. Some have been so discouraged, they're renting U-Haul trailers or selling furniture and moving what fits in their car. It's crazy. So before you decide to move, see if it's worth the cost. In my new book, Seven Gray Swans, I describe potentially significant events that seem to be happening now. A gray swan's an obvious danger that we tend to ignore. My goal is to show you how to prepare for and survive these economic threats. The ebook is available now at Amazon.com.